You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
Affordable health care reform. Oh my goodness, what a contentious topic. I recently attended a national convention where this topic was being doggedly discussed. No, it wasn't the National Republican or Democratic Convention, but rather the annual caucus for the American Veterinary Medical Association meeting held in San Diego, California. There I spoke with the Chief Operating Officer of Pets Best Insurance, Chris Middleton. We had a chance to converse on various topics, ranging from which pets need to be insured. Is it better to start puppies and kittens with coverage, or wait until they're older? Can't you just save for potential expenses? Do you really need insurance? And how do human and pet insurance policies, how are they similar and discordant? And if you decide to invest in pet insurance, how do you decide which one is best for you and your pet? The answers to the previous questions can be heard on this podcast. You can also research the subject by going to the North American Pet Health Insurance Association site, petinsuranceuniversity.com, and 1-800-PETINSURANCE.com. So take a listen, do your homework, and answer for yourself. What is your peace of mind and your pet's health worth to you? I'm Dr. Bernadine Cruz, and you're listening to The Pet Doctor. We'll be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Is the coast clear?
Let's go.
Are you sure they went to Petco?
Where else would they go?
Oopsie.
Hey, calm down.
I smell presents.
Go to PetcoDeals.com and get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off hundreds of holiday items at Petco. That's PetcoDeals.com. Go now.
Uh-oh, step on it.
Okay.
Oh, not on my tail.
Petco, where the pets go.
X-Power is a global brand that offers a complete line of stand dryers, cage dryers, and multiple blasters that cater to both home and professional groomers. Designed to be quiet, lightweight, and powerful, X-Power pet dryers will save you time, energy, and money. The X-Power B2 Pro at-home dryer is the perfect holiday gift for family and friends. Please check out our holiday specials at ViperPet.com and Amazon.com. For more information, visit xpower.ws or call 855-855-8868.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
I am here right now at the American Veterinary Medical Association's conference in San Diego, California, and with one of the premier pet insurance companies and the CEO.
I am the Chief Operating Officer of Pets Best Insurance.
COO of Pets Best Insurance. Tell us, number one, how did you come to be in this position? What's your background, Chris?
Oh, I spent 18 years in the high-tech industry for Hewlett-Packard. And the opportunity to go to work for a pet insurance company came up, and I am a long time pet lover, and I personally have had some really significant experiences with very expensive pet bills. The dog I had before, Addie, actually died of cancer, and his last 4 or 5 hours of life cost about $3,800. And so I very much understood the value of pet insurance. Although I have to say, before I came to Pets Best, I'd never really, like so many pet owners, given it serious consideration. I knew about it, but it hadn't registered as something that I really should seriously consider, despite having had a really significant vet bill. But the net is, being a dog lover and a pet lover and seeing the value in pet insurance after my own pet personal experience, it made the decision to go to work for a company headquartered in Boise doing really good things. Our primary goal is to stop economic euthanasia of pets. It was a really great opportunity I couldn't pass up. And leaving the high-tech industry for the pet industry has been a wonderful thing.
I'm sure maybe it's a little less stressful in one respect, high-tech, but stress in hearing from some of these pet owners who haven't realized how important, like yourself were saying, you don't realize that that trauma can happen. I see it every day, people coming into the practice, and it's something that maybe is treatable, that's something that may be curable, and I tell them it's going to be X dollars, and right now with the economy, and even before the turndown, because I've been a veterinarian for over 20 years, people said, I just can't afford this, you know, but if you love animals, why can't you just do it for free?
Right. Well, and we get calls every day from, probably 20 to 25% of the people who call looking for pet insurance are in the midst of some problem, health issue with their pet that they simply can't afford. And what a tragedy that that many people are out there looking for a solution after they've got a problem. And at that point, no pet health insurance company can, we're just simply not able to do that economically, right? Pay for something that's already occurred. And it's a real tragedy that people don't realize the value until after their pet has had a problem. And we really encourage people to understand that, you know, pets have significant health issues. They pack a lot of the same health issues that people do over an 80-year life into a 10 or 12-year life.
So you're saying that people come into, or they call you because they have not had preventive care. They haven't thought ahead, been proactive.
They've not thought ahead and been proactive for either preventative care or for, you know, saving money in advance. And people, quite frankly, are just not very good at that, right? Which is one of the arguments for getting
pet. For our own care.
For our own care and for, you know, so many people advocate pet health insurance. You're better off putting money into a savings account. One, who's very disciplined about setting money aside specifically for their own care, much less the care of their pet. And we have so many issues with puppies and younger animals that eat things and eat furniture and even manage to swallow Kong balls. You just can't save enough money for even a young pet. And that's a lot of people delay thinking, oh, my pet is young, and if I'm going to do pet insurance, I'll do it, when they're 5 or 6 years old, not realizing truly how many issues pets have when they're younger. Actually, younger pets have more issues than some of the 2 and 3 year old pets because of their, their tendency to chew up carpet and eat the carpet off the stairs, speaking from my own personal experience. But
I've been really impressed listening to the coverage right now on the Affordable Care Act, realizing that I'm really hoping that it's preventive care to the forefront, people thinking, all right, this is something that's important for me. These animals are really members of the family. I need to think of affordable care for all members of the family. And yes, people say, I'm going to save the money. I'm going to put it away. And then not realizing, okay, maybe they're really good. They put aside $1,000. And as you're saying with your own pet, in those last few hours of life, how you've gone through so much money and you're hoping that there's something that you can do. But people, I sometimes don't understand the difference between what is pet insurance and what is human insurance, how they compare and contrast. Chris, if you could tell us, how are they differ?
Well, one of the primary differences between human health insurance and pet insurance is that for human insurance, the insurance companies pay the provider of the health care. And people don't necessarily ever get a true grasp of the cost of the health care that they're being provided. And
here's your copay, and it's all of $35. And gee, I just had a major surgery. All I spent was $35.
Exactly. And, you know, there's an argument that that's one of the things that's allowed healthcare costs to escalate is a disconnect from people, for people getting the healthcare and paying a relatively small amount because the money goes to the provider. In pet health insurance, virtually all companies pay the pet owner on a reimbursement basis. So you have a pet health issue and you have insurance and you submit a claim to the insurance company, and then we pay you, the pet owner, and you, the pet owner, then pay the veterinarian for, or you know, pay your Visa or American Express card or whatever the case may be. And that's a huge difference. And we think that's for the good for pet owners and for the industry, because that does keep everyone very vested in what the cost of care really is and how expensive it is. And that makes you a better consumer of healthcare. And so I would say that is the biggest difference, is to how much this is actually costing you. And that leads people to make better decisions, we think. And it's good as well.
I like the fact of when clients come in with pet insurance, and we, as you're saying, we can discuss what are some of the treatment options that are out there, how much is going to cost. Oftentimes, you know, you have that wide-eyed look when I say, okay, I need to do an ultrasound, and the ultrasound is going to be $50. And they're like, oh my goodness, you know, I didn't know it was going to be that much, or it's less or more than they thought because of their own medical experiences that they've had. I've also heard our human insurance and veterinary insurance, pet insurance, is that it's more like a indemnity insurance, trying to insure your car. Is that correct?
Well, all states, Department of Insurance in all states, actually view pet insurance as property insurance.
Okay.
Because technically are considered property of the owners, even though many folks don't view it that
They're
way.
They're the kids, right?
They're the kids, exactly, and that trend is growing. But all state departments of insurance view it as property insurance. And so actually, from a technical standpoint, pet insurance is considered to be property and casualty insurance, which is intuitive, but we structure the plans like, you know, health insurance plans that could be available on the market to folks. Although, as I said before, things run very, very differently between human healthcare and pet healthcare. But that's an interesting the states, but that's how they do it.
And when you have these pets that, you know, are definitely part of the family, and you're trying to plan ahead and you're trying to do the best and going, I need pet insurance, how does somebody figure out what's going to be the best policy for them? How do they choose? Because right now, in one respect, thankfully, there's quite a few different companies. But when you have so many companies, how do you choose a good one?
You know, I think you hit on it. The policy is obviously important, but policies can change over time. Even when you have a policy through a company, as you continue working with that company over time, the policy can change for the better or for the worse. And so your point, really critical, is to work with a good company, a good solid company that understands pet insurance. At the end of the day, there's no method to creating a pet insurance policy. People have claims, they submit them to us, and we pay, and that's what drives the price of the product. And so if you see a product, a pet insurance product, that with a price that simply appears to be too good, possibly it is, and you may pay the price downstream for a product that's priced at too. And that goes back to making sure you're working with a company that is very reputable, understands the pet insurance business, and has sound enough business fundamentals that they're going to be here for the life of your pet and do so in a fair and equitable manner. And there's a couple of different resources to evaluate the strength of the company. One, there's a veterinarian that they're pretty comprehensive overview of each of the companies, I believe, and I just can't remember.
1-800-PET-INSURANCE?
No, she's a veterinarian, Petercity, I believe. Maybe we can go back
it's
and check.
One and for me.
Yeah,
all right.
And
I'll put the link up
okay.
on the site.
So that's a good reference. And NAFIA, the North Health Insurance Association, is another very good reference. And so a number of pet insurance companies have come together, and it was actually the brainchild of our founder, Jack Steve's Association, several years ago. And it's a great resource to and the various companies and whether those companies are, et cetera. And so, you know, all things said and done, I would say that NAFIA is a resource to understanding what the various companies are, what their strengths are, and whether or not they're reputable. And that's NAPHIA org.
We've been talking about pet insurance. And for some people, I have clients that are coming through, I'm shocked when I say, well, have you considered getting pet insurance? Like, really? They have pet insurance? Is that, how long has it been in existence? And is it just the crazies here in the United States?
Jack Stevens, our founder, actually sold the first pet insurance policy in the U.S. back in 1980. So
Lassie, if I remember.
Lassie, correct, exactly.
Okay.
And so pet insurance in the United States has been around for over 30 years, and it's not well understood by the public. It's growing, and it's growing in awareness, but that growth has been slow. And despite the fact that the cost of veterinary care is escalating, it's more and more sophisticated, and people want to take better and better care for their pets. There's going to come a day, unless you have pet insurance, you will not be able to provide a high quality of care to your pet. And actually, there are some use that have a long history of pet insurance. So over in the United Kingdom and in some of the Scandinavian countries, the percentage of pet owners having pet insurance is 20-25%. So a lot of folks over there have come to understand the value. And you know, they're facing a lot of the same issues that people here in the United States are facing in terms of cost for the ability to provide a high quality of care.
With veterinary medicine right now, I am so glad I'm a veterinarian because there's so many advances that are out there. Doing everything, cell therapy for dogs that have arthritis, cats with kidney issues. Oftentimes it seems as though some of the advances in human medicine are happening on the veterinary side first, so it's not so much experimentation or research just for the sake of research that are helping this one world, one health, one medicine concept. Will pet insurance and human medicine, oftentimes, if you have some medical issue, they go, oh, I'm sorry, this insurance is going to cover it because that's research, you know, and that's just, it's not an accepted form of therapy at this time. With Pets Best and with veterinary insurance in general, are you finding this to be true or is it all embracing?
You're talking specifically, do we see a lot of new therapies coming about?
Will pet insurance cover these new therapies?
Once they are considered to be past the experimental phase, yes, and be demonstrated to have therapy, yes, then we will pay for those therapies. We do have to demonstrate, however, that there is therapeutic value to what's being delivered. And if we don't, the risk is that we pay for procedures that aren't delivering benefit, which ultimately drives up the cost of insurance. And American consumers, as it relates to pet insurance, are very, very price conscious. And so in order to deliver the most good to the most folks, we really do have to be price conscious and aware of what people are willing to pay to protect their pet. And so we have to be cautious with experimental therapies. Determined that there's therapeutic value, we cover those.
So right now I'm speaking with Chris Middleton with Pets Best Pet Insurance. And most people that are listening to this have cats and dogs. Now, there are some insurance companies for other species other than cats and dogs. Pets Best, what do they cover?
We focus exclusively on cats and dogs.
And different types of policies. So you're saying this is like property and casualty insurance. So I can get a car insurance that will just cover the bare minimum, or you can have all the bells and whistles. How about what type of policies do you have?
Pets Best has a wide variety of policies to meet a wide variety of customer needs. So in our core accident and illness plans, we have four different plans that offer the same coverage, but with differing levels of annual and lifetime limits. We also have a wellness plan that can be added to our base plan so that care of basic needs such as office visits and spay, neuter, vaccinations, etc. Additionally, we have policies, accident-only policies for folks that have illnesses, but perhaps they have a hunting dog or a large outside dog that they, you know, is at some level of risk, and those policies are very inexpensive. Additionally, we recently came out with a cancer-only policy because, as you know, dogs and cats is very, very common, particularly in dogs. And my first dog died of cancer, so I'm very, very acutely aware of the frequency. And so cancer-only plan, and that's a very inexpensive plan for folks that just are not ready to be spending $35 or $40 a month on a regular plan. Additionally, for cats, we've come out with a new feline article that covers the 20 most common issues in cats, and that plan typically prices under $10 a month for most people.
And I'm cat food for my cats.
Exactly. And I mean, and cats are underinsured. There are more cats than dogs in the United States, and far fewer cats are insured.
And they see the veterinarian a lot less, too. I think they hide their signs of illness too well.
They hide their signs of illness very well, and then there's the intimidation factor of taking your cat to the vet, right?
I hate taking my own cat to my own.
having to put on the leather gloves and all that good stuff. But yes, cats are underinsured, and their health is not provided for as well as dogs, and that's something that we would like to address. I mean, again, our company was founded with the value of stopping economic euthanasia. Jack Stevens had a dog whom the owners could not afford to pay, and it broke the owner's daughter's heart, and that broke Jack's heart ultimately, and that's what we are valued, is stopping economic euthanasia, allowing pet owners to provide a high quality of care to their pets, and allowing veterinarians to practice good medicine.
And that's really what we want, increased quality and increased quantity of that good life, and keeping that pet in the home as long as possible, enjoying life.
Absolutely. Protecting the bond that we have with our pets. For you, their pets as important members of their household, they understand what that means.
With pre-existing conditions you mentioned in people, that's not something that human medicine or veterinary medicine companies typically cover.
Correct.
Oftentimes, however, a pet will come into me and it's a puppy, and when I first see it, I'm not aware that it has a hip dysplasia situation going on, or it's a ragdoll cat and it's particularly predisposed to having a heart issue, it's a King Charles Spaniel, whatever. Pet insurance, will some of them cover, will Pets Best cover a pre-existing congenital?
Pets Best does not cover pre-existing congenital conditions. If the issue is deemed to be congenital, that is not something that we... Hereditary conditions...
All right, so you were talking about congenital pre-existing issues in Pets Best.
Correct, and congenital issues we do not cover, and again, you know, it's to do the most good for the most folks and keep the product affordable, and that's what drives that particular decision. In the case of hereditary conditions, if the pet is enrolled before age 2, we do offer coverage for hereditary conditions. It's not up to the full policy limits. We have what's called a sublimit, but we do provide coverage for hereditary conditions up to those sublimits. And these are policy factors that we're continually evaluating as well.
And have a claim, the client pays the veterinarian, submits that claim. Oftentimes they're going, and I know days, and insurance companies will vary. Oh, it's been taking me months to get payment.
Pets Best has a number of, with Jack in a leadership role, we have a number of claims of fame. But one of the things we do, if not the best in the industry, and I suspect we are the best in the industry, is our claims turnaround time. Right now, in general, we are problems within a day. And we offer direct deposit to customers.
Oh,
so
great.
If they provide us their bank account, submit a claim to us, we are very, very frequently completing that claim, and then we will directly deposit the money in it. And there are a large number of instances where we will get a claim in the morning, process it, the deposit later that evening, and it's available the next day.
That's even before the credit card gets it.
We have a number of instances with employees in our office who have received their money on a claim, and their claim wasn't expedited. We don't operate like that. It was just our normal processes in their account before the charge has hit their credit card account. And that's really important if you are out several thousand dollars for a veterinarian. Sure that by the time that bill comes due, you've got the money to pay.
It makes it so much easier to say, yes, do it, even though you know there's insurance. Oh, it's going to hit, but I have to pay my... What am I going to do? It's already in the bank.
It's already in the bank. Yep, 3 days after you had your claim.
Wow. I'm speaking right now with Chris Middleton, the COO of Pets Best Insurance. I appreciate all the information that you've given us.
Well, thank you.
If somebody wanted to learn more about Pets Best, where can they go?
Well, best place to start is our website, www.petsbest.com. And from there, we've number readily available, and we are always happy to chat with customers.
So you can talk to a live person.
And we have great customer care.
Fabulous. Well, I appreciate the interview and the great information.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life because they're a member of the family. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.